Well, I told you I was going to preach short, and I am, because I have 20 minutes, yeah? So let's see how we do. And as I told you, for some reason, my whole first page is not there, even though it says page one. But that's okay. Lord's going to help us, right? So I want to talk for a little bit. This is sort of a Mother's Day message, but sort of not. Okay, anyhow, the Lord will get us through this. I think we'll all be blessed by what we hear, by what the Lord is going to speak to us today in different ways. And so what God put on my heart, it's going to be different. You know, last week I started, and then I said, we'll finish up next week. Went in a different direction. So I'd like us to talk for a little while this morning and just look at made in God's image, okay? So made in God's image. And when we think about, so it we'll go in sort of two directions. When we think about God and we think about made in God's image, I think for a lot of us it's a little bit hard to think of God as motherly, right? Because in the Bible we read God the Father, we read about God the Son, and then there's the Holy Spirit in the New Testament, but He is always referred to as He, right? And so we think of God usually in this way. Some of us have wonderful memories and interactions with our fathers, and so when we think of God in that way, it's easy for us. It's very positive. Some of us don't have positive memories of interactions with relationships with our fathers. And so sometimes it's a little bit harder for those of us like that to relate to God in that way. Nevertheless, we're going to look today at what God is like and how He has made us in His image. And we're going to highlight moms, which seems a little bit unusual, but we're going to look at see what the Bible says. And so I'm going to just go by scripture since I don't have the notes. If we go to the very beginning, if we look at Genesis 1 and 1 and 2, we have the story of the creation, right? And so here we have God, and God begins to create. And when God first begins to create what we can see, how does He do it? Okay, how does God begin to create? We're not going to look at everything, but let's look at just a few. Okay, so look at Genesis 1. I'm just looking at a few, but you can read on your own and see. So in Genesis 1, 11 and 12, God talks about plants, vegetation, grass, trees, all of these things, the fruit trees that we love. Then God said, let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants, trees on the land that bear fruit with seed in it according to their kinds. And it was so. The land, look at this, okay? The land produced vegetation, plants bearing seeds according to their kind, so on. And God saw that it was good. So look at verse 12, just that short. God, it's in His mind. It's in His thoughts. It's God's idea. And God speaks to create. God speaks to the land, right? Does that make sense? He speaks to the land. Let the land produce vegetation. That's verse 11. And then verse 12, the land produced vegetation. So God's speaking. That's his. We see Him creating. God doesn't do anything else other than He speaks. He speaks and God creates, yeah? And so the plants begin to grow up, begin to grow and sprout. So let me ask you a question. These are really easy, but I think just to follow along, what is the, I don't have my notes, what's the word? What is the arena is not the right word, but anyhow, what is the arena, think of the word for me, where of the plants and the grass and the flowers and the fruit trees? What is its What is its foundation? Where does it, what is it? The atmosphere of that. It's land, right? So we know that there are some plants that are sort of in the air, right? They're air, like some orchids, they don't need a lot of dirt, right? And they use a lot of air. But what I want us to see is that the source, that's it, there we go, the source of the vegetation is the dirt, right? Now there's water and other things like that. So that's it. It comes out of that. God speaks to it, and grass and vegetation come out of it, yeah? Okay, look at the next one. For example, and then God said, let the water teem. That's a really interesting word, right? Teem with living creatures, all the sea creatures, the river creatures, all of these things. So what does God do here? He speaks to the water, right? Let it produce. Let the water teem with living creatures. So God speaks, and again, it happens. I'm cutting the verses short so it can so we can get there. And then here's another example. So the first one was the vegetation, and then 124. Then God said, "Let the earth produce every sort of animal, each producing." Offering offspring of the same kind, all of that. And that is what happened. So we look at it again. So then God speaks to what? The land, right? He speaks to the land and he says, let the earth, or to the earth, let the earth produce and life comes. And we can understand that because if you have an animal or all, perhaps many of us have had pets before, in the U.S. where I lived and where I grew up in my mid-teen years, we had many different animals. And all along an animal, a pet would die. And because we lived out in the country and there was land, we had, it sounds creepy, it wasn't creepy, we had a pet graveyard. Not creepy, I promise. It wasn't like Stephen King Pet Cemetery, you know, it wasn't like that. But we would take the animal, we'd take our pet, that had died, and Dad would dig the hole, and we'd put it in the ground, and that kind of makes sense, right? Because in God's creation, the animal came from the ground, and if I went back 2 or 3 years later, there would be a few bones there, right? But the body was, it had gone back to the earth. And if I went back even later after that, after a while, even the bones had disintegrated, right? Now, y'all, this is not creepy, I promise, okay? It's going to, but we see, so God speaks to what he wants the creation to come from, and it comes, right? Okay, now, animals and grass and fish are fine, but they are not God's highest creation. They are not God's best creation. They are not God's most creative creation. We are, right? We are. As various as all the animals and the birds and the plants and this and that are, the greatest variety, the greatest creativity in God's creation is people. It's people. All we have to do is look around the room. The only two people in this room who look alike are Alana and Moma. And even them, they're not really that much alike. They're not really that much alike. But just look in this, you know, we're not a large group. Not a single, look at the variety here. So we're God's highest creation, right? You are God's highest creation. Now that should encourage some of you, because some of you feel, I'm not really worth much. I'm nobody special. But you are God's highest creation. Why? Because of how he made you and because of the price he paid for you when you were lost to him because of sin. Does that make sense? Yeah. Because and so you need to hold on to that. That's your value in God's eyes. That's your worth in God's eyes. When sin broke the relationship, God cared enough about restoring relationship with you that he sent Jesus, his one and only son, to pay the price so that he could have a relationship with you again. That's your value. Now, let's look at this. Then God said, okay, look at this part. This one's a little bit tricky, but so now comes the creation of man, but don't get weirded out. This word man means mankind, okay? It means human beings, and that word includes male, female, right? So men and women. And let's look at what God says now. Then God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. And then what does it say? Male and female, he created them. Okay, here's the tricky part. So for the vegetation, yeah, for the sea, for the animals, God spoke to that source and said, you produce, and out of that came that source. When it came to man, to whom or to what did God speak when he wanted to create you? Look, come on. You can get it. He spoke to himself. He spoke to himself. And yeah. Okay. No joke. Some people's like, oh, when they get that. But I want us to get it this morning. God said, let us make mankind. Let us make human beings. God spoke to himself. And he says us. So that's God the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, right? It's the Trinity. So do you see that this morning? Everything else, let the land produce. Let the water produce. Let this be. And it was so. And then it comes to you. And God speaks to himself. And he says, let us make man in our own image. So where do you come from? I know that the grammar's not right, but I don't care. Where do you come from? From God. From God, right? We see that, right? From God. But look, remember how he made man? He used the dust of the earth. Because we are beings of this earth, right? Some of you have said goodbye to loved ones, and you either buried them or they were cremated. And that's why people often say in a funeral service, ashes to ashes and dust to dust, right? Because there's part of us that is of this earth. But if the part of us, if that were all of us, if that were all that we were, if that were all that we were, then you and I would be just like all of the rest of God's creation, right? We'd be like plants. We'd be like fish. We'd be like animals, as wonderful as dogs and cats and these other animals are. But God did something different, right? Does that make sense? I know this is sort of simple, but yet it's kind of whatever. Because this is not the only part. Because then we read in Genesis 2:7, the Lord formed mankind, again, human beings, out of the dust from the ground. But that's not enough yet, because God is going to make us from himself, right? Because he speaks to himself. And then we read, what do we read? And he breathed the breath of life into his nostrils, and the man became a living being. Now here's where we see where God makes us from himself. Yeah? It's the breath of God. It's the life of God. And that word life is actually plural, okay? And it means body, soul, and spirit. So he gave our bodies life, just as animals have life. He gave our soulish part life. That's how we relate. So bodies are how we relate to earth, right? Then there's the soul part. And the soul part is how we relate to other people, okay? Now, we relate with body, too, but it's the soulish part, right? Personality, character, all of that. But then God gave life to the spirit, to the spirit. And with life in the spirit, God made it possible for you and for me to have relationship with him. Yeah, body, soul, spirit. Because God wanted a relationship with you, his highest creation. So life in the spirit, spirit life from God, helps us, not just help, sorry, help is too weak of a word, gives us the way we have relationship with God. Does that make sense? Yeah, okay. So, low battery. We'll do our best. We may have to do a battery pack here in just a minute. Don't fail me now. Okay. So the land produces vegetation. The source of it, the life of it is ground, is dirt. The source of the fish, the life of the fish. So I wanted to bring some examples. You know, I used to teach, right? And I still sort of teach. I didn't have time to go to Goldfish Lane and buy a goldfish and bring it to you this morning to show you. And I couldn't bring my cats to use that example because they didn't want to get in the car. And I don't think they're Christians. Sorry. They didn't want to come to church. Okay. But yesterday afternoon, I went up to my garden and I got some plants. Okay. I got some plants to bring. How do you like them? Well, it's dead. That's the problem, right? But wait, I've got another one. It's dead too, isn't it? Hang on. Here. How am I doing? They're all dead, right? But they were alive when I got them yesterday afternoon. I pulled them carefully out of the dirt because I wanted to bring them to show you God's life in the plants this morning. But they're dead now, right? Are you with me? Do you know where I'm going? Okay, so they're dead. So I have a question. Easy one. Why are they dead? They were alive. They were alive, by the way. I did not pick out, these are all weeds of some sort. I didn't want to bring my basil and my zinnias and my marigolds and my peppers. Sorry. So they were all weeds, but they were alive. They were alive. Why are they dead? They were removed from the soil. Yeah. They were removed from the soil. The soil is their life. That's where they came from. That's where they draw their life. And I removed them from the source of their life. You got it. You know where we're going, right? If I brought a fish out of water from Goldfish, I would have a pitiful dead goldfish to show you this morning, right? And I wouldn't do that because that's a little traumatic, right? That's a little traumatic. But if these things die when they are not in their source and not in that, what happens to people? What happens to you and to me when we are not connected with the source of our life? No joke. What happens? We die. We're dead. We're dead. Because people made in the image of God came from God, came from God's heart, not just his thinking, I'm going to do this. But you and I came from his thoughts, his creation, from his heart, right? We came from his heart. We came from his breath. And when we are not in connection with him, we are dead. We're dead. And when Adam and Eve chose their own way and not God's way, they died. They died. But God loved mankind, and God loved you and me so much. He came up with a way that he could have relationship with us again. This is really simple this morning. You all know this, but it helps us to see how we are made in his image. And so you couldn't do it, by the way. You know why you couldn't? You know why you were dead? The Bible says we were dead in our sins. Do you know why you couldn't make your way back to God before? Do you know why you couldn't? Thank you. We were dead. That's right. We were dead. We were dead. But here's the thing. God made a way, and so he reached out for us, right? He reached out for us, and he did it through Jesus. He did it through Jesus. And so the night that Jesus rose from the dead, here's that. Remember, we've talked about this. Jesus has risen from the dead, and he meets them. He's standing there. Peace be with you. And then, do you see what I see? Verse 22, then he breathed on them and said, what did he say? Receive the Holy Spirit. In the beginning, when God made you and me and breathed on us and breathed in us, what did he breathe? Who breathed into us? Who? What? Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God. It was the Spirit of God that gave us life. And Adam and Eve had relationship with God, right? And then man chose his own way, and sin separated man from God. And so God sent Jesus. And when he rose from the dead, because he paid the price for our sins to take care of it, then Jesus comes to people who loved Jesus, who followed Jesus, who were doing the best they could do. But you know what? They were still dead. Why? The life of God was not yet in them, right? And Jesus comes back from the dead, and probably this is symbolic, probably, okay? But it helps us to see the picture, right? Receive the Holy Spirit. The moment that you said yes to Jesus, yes, Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my life. Now, you are not perfect, and you've still stumbled and fallen, and so have I. But he breathed life into you, and now you can have relationship with God again, right? You can have relationship with God. I have to stop, and I haven't even talked about mothers yet. Let me give you a verse. Okay. And so, let me just give you, how am I going to get to mothers? How am I going to get to mothers in 2 minutes? I'm going to get this way. He made us in his image. Fathers, he didn't just make you in his image. Mothers, he made you in his image also. I'm going to just summarize because of our time. He made us in his image. And so fathers, those of you with fatherly characteristics, those of you with fatherly desires, that in working as a father in the best way, where did those come from? Where did those characteristics come from? It came from God. Now, our parents are not perfect, and they really blow it sometimes, right? I mean, they're really imperfect. But the best that we see in human fathers is because God breathed into us and he made us in his likeness. Mothers, he made you in his likeness. You say, I'm not a man. The Bible still says he made you in his likeness. And the motherly impulses, the desire to nurture, the desire to comfort, the desire to bring close, the desire to protect. And to me, this is really interesting because there is a protection and a care that fathers give, but there's also a protection and a care that is motherly, right? There's a motherly as well. You look at a mom holding her little baby, right? And the care and the comfort that's there. And what I want us to see is this. I think maybe we'll come back to this next week because I did tell you I was going to keep it short, okay? But all of that's the image of God. That's the image of God. Now, I want to say something to those of you that have no children from your own wombs. You may not be married. You may not be whatever. What I want to say is this. You are still made in the image of God. And I look at some of you, and you have been mothers. I'm looking at y'all. You've been mothers. You've been mothers. I'm looking at some of the others. I look at myself. I have no problems saying to you all, I'm a mother. I'm a mother. I am. Do I have any children from my womb? I absolutely do not. Have I mothered people? You bet I have. You bet I have. And that's because God has made me in his image. And there's the masculine. There's the feminine. There's the mother part. The father part. Do you know that one of the names of God is feminine? Now, don't get weirded out. This is not... I'm not being socially and politically correct. One of the names of God is feminine. And here's how we get to the mother part. I'll show you and then we'll stop. Then we'll come back to this. Look at this. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. Four names of God. Will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This word, this name of God, there are four names of God here. This name of God is a, whoops, am I still there? Yeah. This name of God is the feminine name of God. It's not weird, but I want us to see God made us in his image all of these different ways. And this word, this name is the Hebrew name El Shaddai, right? El Shaddai. So let me ask you something, and I'll give you the other verse. Here's the whole passage right here. He's my refuge, my fortress, my God in whom I trust. He will save you from the fowler's snare, from the deadly pestilence. This is the God who, have some of you ever been in danger before? Have some of you walked into something and you didn't even know it was danger, but God knew it was. God knew it would cause you harm, right? But because God cares for you as a father and as a mother, he protects you. He keeps you. Do you know why this is? You say, are you getting to the motherly part? Yeah, I'm getting to the motherly part. Look at this. He will cover you with his feathers and under his wings. What is that the picture of? A hen, a duck, a swan, you name it. Here it is. It is a mother bird, right? Danger comes, and what does the mother bird do? And all the chicks, the little birds, go running to mom, and she puts her wings over them. You can't even see the chickens or the chicks or the ducks. You can't even see them anymore. You don't even know they're there. The hawk doesn't even see them. Why? They're fully covered under the wings of the mother. And so that's why, get it, that's why when you are in the shelter, there you go, it's that shelter, you can rest. You can rest. And some of you this morning need to know that God has your back and that you're protected in him. And he will care for you. Here's the feminine name. I went longer than I said, but here we go. It's still pretty short, okay? Here it is, okay? I will rest in the shadow of the Almighty, El Shaddai. This is the name that is the feminine name, and I said that. And let me call on a mom. Who's had the most kids in this room? Anybody more than four? Anybody four or more? Oh, that's right, Maui, four. Okay. So Maui, I won't even call one of the names of the girls. Okay. When your baby, one of your babies, was crying and was scared and was upset, I mean, they were really small, what did you do? Did you put them on the sofa and just pat them and say, "You'll be okay, baby. You'll be okay. You'll be okay." Did you do that? Never. Never. Right? Never. Did you put them on your back and say, "Oh, you'll be okay. Don't worry. Don't worry." No. Never. Moms, when you're comforting and caring and protecting that little baby, what did you do with that baby? Come on. What'd you do? That's right. A mother brings the baby close to its breasts, close to its chest, because that's where the baby has nourishment. That's where the baby is close to her mom. That's where, right, what, Mama? The heart. There you go. Close to the heartbeat, right? Close to the heartbeat. And that is the picture of El Shaddai. It's the name of God in the foundation that means, and I know this seems weird, but this means the breasted one. I know that's weird, right? It seems a little kind of like, huh? But God chose his names. We didn't give him his names. God chose his names. The breasted one. In other words, that's the motherly part of God. And that's what he has breathed into us. By the way, again, not weird, fathers can also have this aspect of caring and comfort. Fathers can as well. Mothers can have aspects that are more fatherly as well. But what we see is this. Here's the God who is almighty. And I'm going to tell you about it next week. I'll tell you about it another time. But it's the picture of the mom bringing the scared child, the child that needs nourishment, the child that needs comfort and care, close to her breast, to her heart, to the source of nourishment, and the child is quieted. And that's the safest place for the child. You need to know that this is God, your mother, your father, on this Mother's Day. Amen? Amen. He has made you in his image. He's made you in his image. You are made in a very special way. All of you, you have mother aspects, you have father aspects, and he breathes into you life. And if that life has been broken because of sin, and you're not in relationship with him, Jesus is here to give life and bring relationship again, right? Let's pray. Amen? Amen. Amen. Lord, we thank you that we were created in your image and that you gave us your life. And we came from your head. We came from your heart. We came from your very being, and we're made in such a special way. And that you love us so much that you paid a price to bring us back to you. And we're really, really, really grateful for that. And that gives us hope for ourselves when we stumble and when we fall short. Because if you would do that for us when we were so bad and so far away from you, how much more do you continue to reach out to us in love when we fall short as your children? You bring us to yourself. You bring us to your heart. And as we come to you, you restore us. And like a mother hen with its chicks, you bring us under your wings. And we are safe and protected. Thank you so much, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Yeah? Amen. Okay. Deep breath. I didn't see anybody fall asleep. Kathleen went running out, so I'm not sure if she thought, "I'm going to fall asleep." Okay. Okay. We're so glad you're here. Give us, oh, so moms. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So now comes the moms part. Give us a few minutes, because moms, we want to acknowledge you. Moms, we want to pray for you. Moms, we want to bless you. Amen? Okay. Hang on. This is a little bit. So let us tell you what we're going to do. We're going to pray for you. We have gifts for you. And we're going to let you take pictures, too. Thank you, Chris, for the design and the amazing, you name it. I don't even know what to call it, okay? We've got two people with cameras. Josh, have we lost Josh? Where's Josh? You got your camera, right? Okay, Josh has a camera. Kathleen has a camera. They've got you. What we're going to do is this, but first, we're going to pray for all our moms, right? Okay. And then we've got gifts. We're going to bring those up here. We're going to, I think Melrose said we have to bring them up because that's going to be where we take pictures. So this is really scary. But Stephen is an engineer and Kim is an engineer. So I know they can do it, right? Do you need help? No. Okay, I'm going to move this. And then we're going to move all those chairs over there. Watch out. Watch out. Okay. Ah. Okay. So this is what's going to happen. They're going to bring these up here. Super cute. Up to you. You're the engineers. You decide. Okay. Yeah, maybe. I'm scared. They're so cool. Melrose found them. So it's like, yay, Melrose, okay? And don't get one for somebody else. Eh? Don't get one for somebody who's not here. We'll have them next week, right? Okay. If you're a mom, we want to pray for you first, and you'll be able to choose what you want. And we've got all the boxes, so you'll have to figure out which box goes with which one to protect them. And then over here, Chris can give any direction he wants. You can take selfies. You can take, we have professional photographers, Kathleen and Josh. They'll be taking whatever. We'll move all the chairs that we need to. Chris, what are we going to do with those flowers? You tell us. Okay. So maybe it's best to do it over here, right? Not here. They can. Yeah, yeah. This is just first, but it's probably better over here. But first we're going to pray for moms, right? Okay. So if you are a mother, okay, adopted mother, a stepmother, you've adopted it, that all counts, right? It's a mother. First of all, please stand. Yeah? There we go. Yay. Remain standing. Remain standing. Okay. Yay. Okay. We love you. We don't know how you do what you do. Okay. We're going to honor these moms first. But as I said before, so many of you, we know that in your own way, you have been mothers. You have mothered through the years, and we honor that as well. So we want to pray for you, and then we're going to let y'all just have at it, right? And then that will be the end of the service, right? So we want to pray for the moms, and Chris, I think you're going to be the one to pray for the moms. All right. Hang on just a minute. We're going to put this back on. Okay, here, Chris, come right here. Am I missing anything? We're going to pray for the moms, right? Okay, Chris, say anything you want to.
Let's all pray for the mothers that are here in our church. Let's all close our eyes and pray. Dear God.
Wait, sorry, it sounds not on. Are we on?
Are we on?
Yeah, we're on.
Let's all pray together for for the mothers in our church. Dear Jesus, Father, our hearts are overflowing with gratitude for the moms that you have brought in our church, for the moms that we have and has borne us all, Lord God, in this world. Father, we don't have enough words to thank our mothers, O God, for the work that they have done in us, for the sacrifices that they have done for us, for all the things that they have done for us as well, O God. Lord, we bring them before you, our mothers here, O Lord. We bring them before your throne, that your spirit may be with them, that your blessings may be upon them, O God. That truly, O Lord, as we celebrate this day, Father, this is more than a day that we're celebrating for the moms. This is, Lord God, the work that you have done in the lives of our mothers, O God. We give you praise for their love. We give you praise for their care. And we give you praise, O Lord Jesus, for who you are and the things that you've done in the lives of our mothers. We give you thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
God gives mothers in other ways, doesn't he? Yeah. All right, Josh, and you know what? Those of you who are mothers and others, you know, we've got young people and we've got others that they may be far from home, right? Or that maybe their moms are no longer here or whatever. Let's show some love, yeah. Let's show some love. Amen. This is part of being in the family of God. So you can start over there. You can come up here. Since Lisa Lisa, would you like to come choose first, please? Come on up, and moms will. Let's let the moms do it, not the kids, because it's breakable, right? And then all the boxes are right over there, and we'll have to. Where's Melrose? Okay. Well. So, and then maybe somebody who knows the boxes can help with the boxes. Claire, did you do anything with the boxes? Yeah, do you know anything about? Would you come up there? Melrose will help with the boxes, right? Did you pick your box? Not your box. Did you pick? Well, go ahead and take it. You got it? Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then just come on up. Yeah, moms, come on up. Kim and Stephen are here to represent the church. Kim, click. Oh, okay. Come on up. If you need to help, you can. Yeah. Yeah. The boxes will be over there. You can figure out your.